Blog Talk Radio.
Dog people, they're always coming. So if you're a part of the Read What You Sow culture and you're setting up something that's powerful, just remember, you have to find a way to protect it, because the dog people are coming. All you have to do is check history and you'll see they're always coming. They make peace with you. Alright? They make peace with you, build up their little armament while you're at peace, and you think everything's kumbaya, and next thing you know, they done launched an attack, came in and took everything you had. If you don't believe that, check your history. Check history out. History bears witness to what I'm saying, okay? I like to do an assertion. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of delight, and I will get what I want. While we're doing a search here, let's start off with prayer. Well, you know, I'm a Bible thumper. Those of you on the line, Psalm 82 said we all God. So if I pray, who am I praying to? I'm praying to myself, okay? So rather than pray to myself, I tell the universe, what I want. Okay? That's what I do. That's what the assertion is for. I'm inserting to the universe what I want done. And the universe works through action and reaction. That's why it takes a couple of minutes to get what you want sometime when you ask for it, because the universe has to prepare certain things so that one thing can move out of the way, so another thing can move in the way, so that you can get what you want. Okay. The first 5 minutes, we always talk about love. Because if we don't know how to love each other, man, how are we going to do anything together? We can't work together. We can't be in groups together. We can't do anything together. We can't keep relationships together only because we don't know how to love each other, okay? Main key to love in a relationship or in a group. Love is the act. This is our slogan. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Okay? Think about that. Now, if the person that you're dealing with in a group or a relationship or whatever, if their only act is to do things to make you feel good, your only act is to do things that make them feel good, you'll be in a feel-good relationship. You won't be pushing each other's buttons and making each other mad and all that stuff. You know, I want to make him jealous to see if he loves me. Come on, to see if she loves me. Come on, man. Every time you do something like that, the heart has a neural net. It remembers this stuff, okay? And a lot of times, don't know if you're serious or what's going on when you're playing little pranks trying to check your mate. Check your mate by how they're treating you. Check your mate by what they're saying. Check the people you're around by how they're treating you and what they're doing to you and for you. That's how you check if somebody cares about you, okay? Somebody's abusing you, treating you like crap, yo, time to move on. You know what I mean? Time to move on. Don't get comfortable in the misery. We have a habit of doing that. We get comfortable being misery. You know the old saying, misery loves company? Well, you had to get some different company, dog. And if you one of them people that like misery, you got to, you got to, like Michael Jackson said, you have to change the person in the mirror. Talk about that man in the mirror. You got to change that person that's in the mirror, okay? We're talking about love. Love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? It should make you feel good making somebody else feel good. You follow what I'm saying? That's how this thing is supposed to work. Now, that's the what you sell culture. And I'm going to drop this. There's only two cultures. How you dance and jump up and down and shake your butt and what kind of rituals you do and adi-adi and all that kind of stuff, that's not your culture. That's what the 1% is doing to keep you entertained while they run your lives. That's what's going on, okay? Music and all that stuff is not your culture, okay? That's entertainment for you to keep your mind off of what they're stealing from you. Because right now, the dog-eat-dog people are running the planet. That's what this last fight was all about in Washington, D.C., talking about white mob violence. We've been under white mob violence for the last 90 years as a black person, a so-called black person. I say that, too. Because according to the Bible, I'm not a black person, okay? Psalm 82, that negates all of that. My potential is beyond all of that, based on Psalm 82, as a code. That's a code book, all right? Not as a religious book, but as a code book, okay? Now that I've talked about love for 5 minutes, all right, now let's get into the topic. Oh, boy. Who owns the United States and the Americas? That's the topic for today, all right? Now, I'm not going to say who owns it. Now, those of you on the line, if you have a comment, if you want to say, if you know who owns it, press 1. I'll open up your mic and you can dialogue. Tell us about who you think owns the Americas and the United States and the Americas, okay? So just press 1 and that'll let me know that you got a hand up and you want something to say, all right? And you can come at any time. As soon as you press 1, I'm coming right to you, all right? Now, we don't use your name unless you want us to. These are the last 4 digits of your phone number, okay? By doing that, you can remain anonymous if you want to, and you can speak what you have to say. Nobody knows who you are except for me. I don't know who you are. I just got the phone number, so Okay. And that's basically what's going on. That's how it works on this particular station. Okay. Okay. I don't see any hands going up. So right now, you're trying to curious about who owns the United States of America. And when I tell you this, you don't have to just listen to me, you know, because I know how we get. You don't have to just listen to me. You can go and check it out. All right. I'll tell you how to check it out and where to go get the information from. All right. First thing you have to understand is that George Washington and the boys, all right, are not founding fathers of this system. That's number one. Okay. President Hanson and the boys, they're the founding fathers of this system. George Washington and them came along and stole the system. When George Washington was made a general by the Continental Congress, he did a military coup and took everything. Okay? Most of the colonists, if you study, they were Bretonians. So there was no reason for the Continental Congress to go to war against Britain. All right? But George Washington had other plans. So he did a military coup, went to war with Britain. He went to war with Britain, hooked up with the French, because the French was Napoleon. They were fighting them with everybody at that particular time. And nobody could beat Napoleon, so they ran into Haiti, okay, ran into the people from the Americas. It wasn't just the Haitians that beat Napoleon, because he had to fight all of the Americas. That's what they're not telling you in your history book. We were united. We fought together. That's why they couldn't just knock off the Indians when they first got here. It was just we were too organized at the particular time. We were fighting a guerrilla warfare according to their warfare. You know what I'm saying? We believed them when they said, let's make a peace treaty. The Indians didn't understand what a peace treaty was. A peace treaty is a war against war. That's a war of attrition. That means that as long as you keep your military equal to mine, I'm not going to attack. But the minute my military outdo your military, I'm coming to get you. This is why when they made the treaty with Germany in World War One, they were forbidden to get into the arms race. They were forbidden to make planes and all that stuff because they know that once you make those treaties, it's a race against the clock to see who can build their military up the fastest. The only reason that the planet ain't being destroyed right now is because so many different groups got nuclear weapons. All right? Trust me, if the United States was the only one that had nuclear weapons, man, we'd be fighting like crazy out here. Okay? They'd be bullying. Well, they're still bullying some of the other people right now because they don't really understand how things work. All right? Most of it that's given us a misunderstanding, that's keep us in the wrong side of the matrix. When I say matrix, I mean just keeping asleep. It's coming through religion. I know people hang out, wait a minute, how's religion doing all that? Religion means realigning yourself with source energy. Okay? According to the Bible, I'm a Bible farmer, so y'all can challenge me with anything I say. It's okay, I don't mind. Remember, if you do have something to say, just hit one on your dial, all right? And I'll open up your mic, and you can dialogue or say what you have to say or whatever. And we'll just use the last 4 digits of the phone number in case you want to remain anonymous, okay? I'm going to say that over and over because some people call me at the show and say, man, I want to get in, but I ain't know how. Okay, so I'm going to keep saying it throughout the show just in case some new people come on the line and they'll be able to, and they'll miss it, and they'll be able to know how to get in to speak. Okay. Now remember, this is a global show. We're in other countries. We're in France. We're in Germany. A few countries are listening to the show, according to the stats coming through Modified Radio. So we're not just. This is not just an American show. This is a global show. So when you speak, your voice is going out globally. All right. You can also, if you want to come on and say a few things every Sunday, like if you got people in Mexico and Jamaica and places like that, you can give them a number, okay? Give them the number, they can call in, and y'all can dialogue for a few minutes, you know. But it's only an hour show now, so you have to be mindful of that, too, when you do give them the number, okay? Now, okay, back to the topic at hand. Who owns the United States of America? See if the people jump on the line. So, if you want to answer that question before I answer it, just hit one, and you can comment and dialogue about who you think owns the United States of America, okay? Now, I started out by saying, this when many people that's just jumping in, that George Washington are not the founding fathers. President Hanson and them are the founding fathers. Now, if you want more proof, it's hard to get proof from President Hanson because they're shutting all that down. But try to Google what system of government, what system of rules was President Hanson and them using when they had the Continental Congress. They had to be using some kind of rules, you know. With the rules that they were using was the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They set that up. George Washington just put their name on it and locked those guys out of history books. Okay, so everybody that was being tutored under George Washington and them, well, that's a misnomer too, but we'll get into that once you know who owns the United States of America. You'll see how this thing went down, okay? Okay, still no hands going up. All right, well, this is where we are right now, okay? Now, the white power structure, those that were under George Washington, his children's children, all right, for the last 90 years, they have been fighting the Civil War. They couldn't win it through violence, so they won it through the peace. How did they win? How are they winning the Civil War? Through the peace, through the vote. That's why when I hear people say, well, I don't vote, that just tells me they do not understand how the world works, okay? Because this system, United States of America, is a trust, and all of its citizens are trustees. That's why you're guaranteed the right to vote, all right? During that little mayhem they had up there, white mob violence. Well, we've been under white mob violence for the last 90 years, okay? That's not who we are. That is who they are. You follow what I'm saying? And after the end of Bill Clinton's term, that's when they lost power. That's the first time that they lost power because they had power for the last 90 years, and their power is up. That's what they're afraid of. That's what the Trump thing was all about. They didn't care how terrible a person Trump was. They didn't care about that. All they knew is that they was losing power because they believed, this is what they've been taught by their parents, they believed that blacks and poor white trash is supposed to be their slaves. They're supposed to rule over you. That's what they believe. Okay? You can't argue with a person believes, because sometimes you believe stuff and they got no facts. You can't prove what you believe. It's just something that you believe because it makes sense to you, okay? And that's what they believe. Now, that fight was because once Joe Biden get in there along with Kamala Harris, okay, we got control of the Senate and we got control of the Congress. Now, they can implement some of those 260 executive orders that Trump has been spending 4 years trying to get rid of to make the country better. You as trustees with the right to vote are supposed to be running the doggone country because the country is yours. When you say, oh, the government did it, you shouldn't speak of government as a separate entity from yourself because you are the government. You have to run this thing from the block captain to councilman to the alderman to the mayor to every. This is what you're supposed to be voting on, and the judges. If the judges are locking up your children like they're doing, locking up our children like crazy, you're supposed to get these guys' names. You'll be voting these guys in year after year. Every time the vote cycle comes, you vote the same doggone judges in who's locking your children up wholesale. That's not coming from the White House. That's coming from your state. You're supposed to be running your state because you are a trustee and you have the right to vote. They don't want you to know that this is a trust, okay? This is some of the things they don't want you to know because they don't want you to understand how government works. When you vote these people in, okay, you're voting these people in as trust managers. We've started a society, and we have everybody learning about trust. That's why every time I talk about trust, I always give Brother Will a shout out because he's been trying to teach this stuff for so long, but people can't hear. you can tell somebody something all day long. If they can't hear it, they can't hear it, you know? But now we're doing something about it, okay? We're starting a society. Now, the biggest problem that we're having as a group is leadership, all right? Marcus Garvey, gone, okay? They attacked him, all right? Martin Luther King, they attacked him, okay? Gone. Noble Drew Ali, they attacked him. Elijah Muhammad, they attacked him. Dr. York, got him locked up on some superficial charges. This is what they use. They'll use anything to lock you up. Okay, we got Jack Africa. They killed him. They murdered him. Right? They attacked the leadership of the Black Panthers, E.T. Newton, Angela Davis. They attacked all these people. You know what I'm saying? The problem is not that. It's not that they weren't good leaders. Is that they became the focal point of government, and government came in and shut them down. And until you're able to put boots on the ground, you can't stop these people. Okay? The Bible says, settle your differences before you go to court, because the court belongs to them. Okay? If you've been alive any time at all, you can see that we're not getting no justice out of the court system. All right, that's why most of the jails are filled with Black people, or so-called Black people. All right, I'm saying things so that you can understand how this thing works. When I say understand, I'm saying stand under what I'm saying. Or some of the Dr. York started. I kind of like the saying, you know. But what I am saying is that you need to learn how government works, and it starts by you learning how trusts work. All right. I don't know if Brother Willam still have a show going on where he teaches on trust. He do it for free. Every week he's teaching on trust for free. And you might want to lock in with him, you know. I'll call him later on and see if I can get a number from him to see if he's there. But I'm not a trust teacher. I'm just sending you where you need to go to get the information, because I'm not setting myself as nobody's leader. The only person that I can successfully lead without no problem is me, because I know where I'm going. And anybody that's going where I'm going, come on in. See what I'm saying? I want your eye to join my eye, then it will be a we, okay? I'm going to do something about what's going on. I'm going to change the paradigm of the whole planet, because I got it like that. You have it like too, if you bring your eye to the service. You start talking about, we got to get together. No, you got to get together with that man in the mirror and start changing what you see, to bring about a difference on this planet. Back to the Bible. I keep saying the Bible something because I deal with it as a code, not a religious book, okay? In fact, next week, I'm going to talk on the true meaning of Christ and the true meaning of Allah, okay? We have a religious situation, well, not really religious, but a spiritual situation called Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. And I'm going to talk on those things because you've been given this information all the way around the board. They're kicking game, okay? They're kicking game, all right? And the game is working. We're so caught up in the matrix, we can't see. We can't hear nothing. We can't see nothing. And we're really, it's really hard, you know? So we've set up a system where it's not leadership. It's not a leadership-based system. We're taking that crutch from you. You can't blame the president or the vice president, the things ain't going right, because there is no president or vice president. Everything is up to you. You have to make the changes to change what's going on the planet. As the Bible said, we all got. As God, your responsibility is over 6 billion people on the planet. That's what you're supposed to be dealing with. You're not supposed to be no racist. Well, a black racism, white racism, Chinese, Spanish racism, that's not who you're supposed to be, okay? Because all 5 tribes have to work together. We want to change this paradigm. I'm telling you, that I in you has to come out. Don't walk around talking about, as black people, we need to do this. No. Don't talk about what we need to do. Talk about what you need to do. You need to do something about what's going on. You follow what I'm saying? Come up with a plan. Once you come up with a plan, people will get with you because they want the same thing that you want. As long as you're talking about we need to do this, but nobody got a plan to do anything about it. okay? So nothing gets done. Kill the leadership. Bring that I out. Now they say, well, ain't no I in team. Dog, if those eyes don't show up on the field to fill those slots on the football team, the team don't work. It's just that I have to be there. I have to be the quarterback. I have to be the center. I have to be, you know what I mean? And I have to be there. I'm not there. Who's going to ship the ball? You know what I'm saying? If I'm not there when the quarterback's trying to throw the ball, who are you going to throw it to? The eyes have to, it's the eyes that make the team. That's what makes we. And this is what I'm trying to get people to understand, that they're kicking game at you. As long as you're talking about, well, we are black people and we are so-and-so, we need to do. Think about it. What has gotten done? Garvey, when Garvey was up, he used to say, well, where's your army? Where's your Navy? We've been here for over two, three, well, we've been here longer than that. There's just the programming that they put in our minds. We've been here for thousands of years, okay? When these guys came here, we was here, running government. That's why I like his brother when Rex cried out. He got proof letting me know that the Americas, okay, was a global government. See, they just called it the United States of America. They got some states to put together in the Americas, okay, to solidify what was going on, you know. Once you really get into the history, I mean real history about what's going on, you know, it's going to change your whole paradigm. Now, the first thing you have, now, the hardest things that I have to do, the hardest thing for me, okay, that I've been trying to do is to get people to deal with two thoughts. It's the thought process that allows you to think what you can and cannot do. The first thought process, with the new people jumping on live, I just want to say, I can't say I'm going to say it before 5 minutes. If you have a comment, or a question that you want to say, or something that you want to say, just press 1 on your dial, and that'll let me know that your hand is up, and you have a comment, or you want a dialogue, or if you disagree with something, that's fine, too. You can disagree. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times we have to agree to disagree. That's what I'm saying. So just press 1. I'll use the last 4 digits of your phone number. That way, if you want to remain anonymous, you can. Okay? All right. Okay. Where was that before I got lost? Okay. The hardest thing for me to get people to understand, or what I stand under, or to accept as a reality, is that the number one, okay, you were not created. What? Nobody hung up? Okay, everybody still on the line. Let's get into that just for a second before we talk about who owns America. Okay, that's the topic for the day. Who owns America? Now, if you know who owns America, put your hand up. Let's talk about it, okay? You were not created. I don't care what religion you get into, whether it's Islam, Buddhism, Mahomet, whoever it is, Jew, whatever they call themselves out there, the number one thing that everyone teaches is that you was created and you have a creator. All of them have a creator for you to worship, and y'all got different creators out there, and all the creators look like the ones that's in charge. You follow what I'm saying? You were not created, okay? When your mother and father had you, they did not make something from nothing. They used the substance that they had, and the substance that they had coming together to produce the child. The child is not created. The child is made. It's like when you cut a tree down, okay, and you make a chair. You didn't create the chair out of nothing. You made the chair from the tree, okay? This is how the entire universe is constructed, right? There's something that we call source energy, okay, which relates back to the uncaused cause. You can't go back no further than what the uncaused cause, okay? It'll break your brain. That which caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. But think about it for a second. If there was absolutely nothing here, not even darkness, because everything was clear, okay, and nobody's talking about that. We'll get into that in another discussion. Everything was clear. So the only thing was here was the energy of source. So in order to make anything, it had to come from that energy. You are made up out of that energy. That's why when they're dealing with planets and stuff, you've got gold and copper and all that stuff with parties, because you're part of the universe construction. You are literally the universe in an expansion mode. That's why you have no limit. You have no limit. That's why the Bible says you are all gods. They're talking about your potential. Not that you can go kung fu poo and everything fall out of the sky. That's what I'm saying, the misconception that they're giving you. Your potential is unlimited. There is nothing that you can say when you use the word can. The word should not be in your vocabulary. You follow what I'm saying? Because there's nothing that you can't do. You can, I was talking to somebody in the hospital. I was in the hospital for a few days. I had a blood clot someplace, okay? And they were saying, oh, I can't change the world. Why can't you change the world? You follow what I'm saying? It only takes one person to start something to change the planet. You know, but in her mind, she already limits herself to less than and not equal to something. Think about that. If you have a creator, you're automatically less than and not equal to your creator. That's part of your thought process. Ah, nobody knows the God thing. Nobody knows the mind of God. Okay? Okay. All right. I ain't going to go too far here. Let's get back to the question, because I get to rumble on, because we need a wake-up call. We need to get out of the matrix. See what I'm saying? The first part of the Bible said, let us make men and women. Okay? That's what it said. Then they threw the word created in here. All right? You were made in the image of God. And if God is men and women, I mean, two, a man and a woman got together to make you. Okay? You were made from the gods that produced the planets and stuff. That's why I'm going to hold it right there. I don't want to go too far. You know, when you look at the Bible as a code book, this is what you get. You follow what I'm saying? Now, the Quran calls you a race giant. That's second only to what they call Allah. Okay? I'm just throwing these things out of there. Okay. Since no hands went up, I'm going to tell you who, before we go to commercial, I want to tell you who owns the United States and the Americans. The Queen. Hello? Still no hands, huh? The Queen owns the United States of America, and the United States and the Americas. That's what it says on when you Google it. When you Google who owns the Queen, how did I get to that point? I was trying to find out who owned the Federal Reserve, because it's a private institution. But no owner came up for the Federal Reserve. Right, because the Federal Reserve is run by Congress and the Senate. So then who owns the Congress and the Senate? That means who owns the United States, right? So that brings us to the Queen. That's why most of the banking institutions are centralized in England. And come on, it's beginning to make sense. While we were going through what we were going through in the United States under the Queen's rule, because the same thing that a Ghanaian was going through under the Queen's rule, we were going through here. We're blaming on the white folks here, but they wasn't in charge. The Queen was in charge of all this stuff. She was creating all this here mayhem. You follow what I'm saying? Now, if I was in Britain, they'd allow me up. We're just saying that. But it's the truth. Look it up. Go Google who owns the United States. Who owns the United States? Go Google it. And it'll come up. When it came up, you could have knocked me to the floor. Because now it all makes sense. All right? This is why every president has to go visit the Queen before they get inaugurated. If you know where I'm coming from? Because the most powerful person on the planet is a female. And the Queen is smart. She knows what she's doing. And to keep our people from going through changes, she set up a parliament so they have some kind of choice. I don't know what they said. You know, you don't have to believe me. Go look it up. Okay. Now remember, if you have a comment or you disagree with something or you want to add something, hit one. I'll open up your mic and we can dialogue. Okay. normally I'll be ending the commercial right now, but when I talk about subjects like this, I get a little carried away. So I'm going to run the commercial kind of quick. Okay. So bear with me while I go through the commercial right quick, because people have been on the line. Somebody dumping it now. I'm going to go to the commercial. Who's that? 9302, just hold on for a few minutes. Let me go to the commercial right quick, and I'll come back with you and we can dialogue, okay? This is Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation Elohim Society of Love Radio. Okay, Jeff Elohim speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. The calling number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out, if you have something to say, or if you have a business and you want to promote your business, you're allowed to do that. We won't charge a dime. We don't mention your name unless you want us to. We only use last 4 digits of your phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout-out, please feel free to do so, okay? Also, on Monday, between 6 and 7, at the same number, we have society meeting. Now, right now, during the month of January, everybody's invited. But after January, only members will be invited, okay? We want you to see, just to listen to how things will go and what we're talking about as a society, okay? We're doing something about the problems that we're having, okay? I've released a CD, and I don't want you to emergency. It's on the market right now. That's how we pay the bills, through our CDs and books and stuff like that there. So you can check with CD Baby /CD Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. Okay? So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click in Christ 10 Tracks. Jesus is coming. We ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming, where is he coming? When Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? We think he's going to come from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping, because the child you dump just might be the one to get out of this mess, okay? And brothers, remember, it takes two to make them. It takes two to take care of them, so you got to hang in there. Because there's not only financial pressure, there's mental pressure of raising children, you know? Well, mental pressure of raising gods. That's a whole nother thought process, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, Christ Has Come. For more information on the CD or book, just call TCCA, Tyrannical Church of Christ in the Law, at 215-758-1703 from 9 to 5 p.m., okay? That's Monday through Friday. Also, I'm in the gold business. I do carry bars and stuff like that there, so if you want more information about that, call the same number, 215-758-1703. I'm going through this kind of fast, so if you want me to go back over a number or something, just let me know, okay? All right. I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler, who has Black History book, Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. I also give a shout out to Lady Divination Show, hosted by Brother Mac, a son. Comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time to talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The calling number for that show is 319-527-6199. And most of the time on Saturday, I'm on his show with him, trying to get Brother Lowe's support. I would like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kanutra 11. She has a spoken word, and boy, does she speak the word. So give her a listen to it. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on YouTube at Nikki Love, Vietnam. The calling number is 909-749-8626. And boy, if you need some spiritual guidance, she's pretty good. I'm a spiritual reader, too. I did a reading on her. She did a reading on me. It was pretty good. I really enjoyed her reading, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121 from Lovely, Pennsylvania. UNIACL, 1918 and 1929 of the world. We meet every week. For more information, contact President Mark P. at UNIA, 267-822-2320, okay? You can find out about the meetings and what's taking place. You know, coronavirus is going on, right? I'd like to give a shout out to RBG Industries. They make design clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or land, because they sell land in Africa, just give them a call at 609-68-5828. I'd like to give a shout out to Sigma Electronics. The calling number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5, okay? That's my son's company. I'm going to check that with the children. Children are producing. That's a big deal, okay? We have a new listener. Well, actually, he's not ready yet. He does security, but he's not ready to hire yet. So we need to check with him and get his number out, because we do need jobs, I'm telling you. I would like to give a shout-out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of T. Thornton. He has an old-school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. You can Google YouTube Heaven 2019 TEE.Thornton for more information. Call 267-259-4077. And brother got a beautiful sound. If you listen to my album, you hear some of that beautiful harmony. He helped me with the harmony on that. He's just an amazing vocalist. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Tons Learning Academy, licensed senior. She's a resident nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. That's one of my children, too. So. She has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's services, call 610-688-3852 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., okay? Our email address is teletalklearningacademy@gmail.com, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. Once you call in, you can get his internet address and all that. He's got herbs and everything. In fact, if you call him, he will give you an herbal chart for free. Okay? I know I got one. It's okay. And he just sent it to you right over the net. Okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. He sells water purification equipment as well. So if you need some pure water and one of those systems to help you out, just give him a call and do that. So if you're sick and not calling one of these specialists, you deserve what you have now. Nobody deserves to be sick. So just give them a call and don't worry. Be healthy. Okay. Now that that's done, okay, we're going to go. Okay, let me get my page back. Okay, where we were. And we want to go to 9302. I want to thank you so much for being patient and holding on while I went through the commercial. And if you have a comment or something, I'll put a book and sleep over there.
Yes, well, when I was studying with Brother Will, I learned several years ago that the Bar Association is still under British rule.
Okay.
Our bar here in America.
Okay. Well, see, that's useful information.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, well, thank you for chiming in. I appreciate it. Thank you for chiming in. I appreciate that. That's useful information that further leads to the fact that Britain owns this country. And we did not win the War of Independence. We lost the War of Independence, okay? Now, you got noise in the background, so I'm going to cut your mic off. Now, if you want to jump back in, right, I'm going to leave the mic on, but I hear so much noise in the background. If you want to jump back in, just press 1, and it'll take you out, and press 1 back again, and I'll come right to you, okay? Okay, well, you can't talk class, cut your mic off. Okay, but anyway, that it leads more into what I'm talking about, because George Washington, he was a lawyer. He was a British lawyer. You know what I mean? They had a different name for him then. They would call him something else in the Britain. But George Washington and them did not win the War of Independence. They lost. And Britain sent the troops over to teach them a lesson, burnt down the White House and all the government buildings. Don't believe me? Just Google it. I'll tell you, at Google, who burned down the White House and the government buildings, okay? Britain sent the crew over, and it was black people in that crew that burned everything down, too, that was fighting with Britain. Well, that's a whole nother story, because we were fighting on both sides, you know? We were trying to hedge our bet. Half of us didn't know which way was up or which way was down, you know? So we just do whatever we could to make this thing work, okay? But Britain owns, okay, the United States. This is what it says on the internet. Britain owns the United States and the Americas. Why would they say and the Americas? Okay, these little enclaves that they have out here who can't vote, they call it taxation without representation, they're tyranny terrorizing people. These little enclaves out here was all part of the Americas, which was a global institution. In fact, according to Horace Butler, the architects are digging out what's called, what do you call these things? you know, when they, when everybody gets together and they be doing gymnastics and all that stuff, I forget what they call it. But we had one of those. We had a global gymnastics thing going on. Okay, I forget the name they call it. And with that, they're finding some of the places where we held these events, the archaeologists. They're just not telling you, but they're finding some of the places that they had these events. And see, you didn't. Most of you didn't come here with a human spaceship. Okay? Most of you did not come here on a slave ship. You were already here. We think the doggone Indians and the Moors and all these people were. We were here. Okay? And just like they got everybody thinking that all we had was teepees, no, we had cities already built. Chicago was built by black folk. There was other cities. Some place in Mississippi was built by black folk. We had cities here when these guys come here. They just not letting you know. But it's on the net. Now, the net has been a godsend because we can find out, all right, different things that people are telling us. We can check. But there's misinformation out there on the net, too. So you got to, you know, you got to check with some of your black historians to find more out, because the white historians are giving you misinformation about what you've done, who you are, what you're capable of. It's no coincidence that they call black countries third world countries. This is the third planet from the sun, okay? They run it by you and you don't even dig it, okay? You were in control of this planet for most of the planet's history, all right? Now, I'm going to say something else. Some of the things I'm going to say, you might not be able to check it. Like the uncaused cause, you can't check that because they're teaching this Big Bang theory. There was no Big Bang, okay? And maybe next time we'll talk, we'll go through how this dimension, you know, how this dimension got seeded, how the planets and stuff got made. You know, it tells you in the Bible, God made these things. So how many took God of men and women? So we had the technology back then, all right, to make planets and suns, all right? And the sun is a doorway into the cosmos. I don't want to go too far here. But if what you can do, right, just to back up some of the things I'm saying, when I go in that direction, there's a guy who has seven CDs out. It's called Knowledge of the Forever Time. They murdered him because of information he was dropping. A lot of people can't see what he's saying anyway because we're still caught up in the matrix. It's called Knowledge of the Forever Time. Okay, you can catch it on Google. I think Google might still have it. Now, I made a copy of all seven of them because I figured one day, sooner or later, they're going to take him off the air since they done murdered the brother. You know, he had a DVD telling that the police was chasing him, that there was time on his passport, they was messing with his phone and laptop. I can bear witness to the phones and laptops because they have them filled up. I cut my laptop on. They started doing stuff I didn't even know what to do. You know, I'm sitting here watching it. The cursor just go around. I said, boy, you're having a good time. But there's nothing in my computer that I'm worried about the government getting. I don't even worry about his hackers because they'll get your security numbers and stuff and try to hit your bank account. But the government ain't interested in stealing a little bit of money, so I have to worry about that. They just want information. They want to know stuff, think they know, but they don't know. But you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed at what they do know, okay? Come on, we come a lot of white men. No, it ain't all Europeans up there discovering this stuff. You're there, too. In fact, 90% of all the inventions and discoveries come out of the black community. Don't take my word for it, especially in the scientific community. There's a brother that maybe he's from Canada, Germany, something. It's Ivan Van Sertima. Check him out on Blacks in Science. And some of the things that blacks have done in the scientific community will literally blow your mind. And they're not telling your children this in school, because they're trying to keep your children at a pace that their children can keep up with. And the only reason their children are having that much time keeping up with our children, I know you're not ever hungry, not ever hidden for this. It's not about the melanin. It's about the diet. It's about this 3-meal-a-day diet that they're enforcing on their children. okay, they're enforcing the same diet on you. They don't come from, but here's the difference. Some of the stuff that was given to us as soul food is interrupting that diet. I'm not talking about the pork and all that flesh, but I'm talking about some of the vegetables, like that collard green. That collard green is one of the most powerful vegetables on the planet. Listen, we, of course, I don't like them, but it's one of the most powerful vegetables on the planet. You follow what I'm saying? The people that were putting this stuff up back in the day were horticulturalists. Those people were the so-called witch doctors. They were herbologists. They knew every herb on the planet. They had studied 25 years almost before they got their first patient. That's how good they were. That's why we didn't have no institutions in Africa where we had crazy people going. They knew how to deal with that, okay? They knew how to give you certain herbs to help with the synaptic nerve function, so the energy coming in from the mind to the brain won't overload the brain. It's like if you have a computer that only handles 1,000 gigabytes and you're trying to put a terabyte in there, it's not going to work. That's how the brain works, because the brain is like a laptop. The mind is like the software, and the software is loaded because it's connected to the universe out there. And it's the synaptic nerve development that controls the flow of information from the mind into the brain. You might have to check with some of the gurus on that one, because I don't know if you can get that on the internet. But these people are working on everything because we're there. Everywhere we are, you know, they're working on this stuff because we're connected to source, and our information is coming directly from source. Okay, because you are the universe expanding. I just want to say this again, because it could have been a matrix, and you keep thinking that there's things you can't do. There's things you can't accomplish, okay? The Bible is a code book. Don't put it down, all right? The number one thing in that book tells you, Psalm 82, that we are all gods. That means every time they're talking about a god in the book, they're talking about a man or a woman. And the guys that wrote these books, whether it be Moses or who wrote these doggone books? We got Moses and Joseph, and we got, no, Joseph didn't write another book. But it'll come to me in a minute. Peter wrote a couple of books. Elijah wrote a couple of books. So the people that wrote these books, they're the guys of the book, okay? They're the gods of the book. This is why it sounds like sometimes they're saying things that it might sound like they're going against each other. They're not. It's just two different gods with a different thought process, two different people. That's what's going on, okay? So the gods of the Old Testament, the gods of the New Testament, you know, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, they're the guys of the books that they wrote. So when you're dealing with stuff, you have to deal with their mindset. We got about 6 minutes here. Okay, I'm going to go here with this. Now, remember, all you have to do is hit one. Many feel too, you have to hit one twice because your one is always on. So if you want to talk, I don't have your mic on. So your one is always on. So just hit one, it'll go off, and hit one again, it'll come back on. Okay? Everybody else just hit one. And I open up your mind, you can ask a question, you can make a statement, you can have a business, you can talk about your business. If you think I'm crazy, you can say that too. I'm going through this for a while, so I'm kind of thick-skinned about the whole thing. You are in a position, once you know who you are, okay, you are an extension of source energy. You are made out of the same energy that everything in the cosmos was made up out of, okay? Including the incorporeal energy inside your corporeal self. The incorporeal energy actually is your Elohim. That's why I talk about Elohim. We're all Elohims. When I look at a person, I treat them just like deity. Because to me, that's what they are, okay? I'm not racist. I don't care which of the five tribes you're from. I treat you like deity when I first meet you because that's who you are, okay? There's other places I want to go, but I'm not going to go there right now. We only got about 4 minutes left, okay? So with these 4 minutes, I just want to recap for a minute, okay? Britain owns this country, all right? All this crap we've been catching is the same crap that everywhere the British set up their British colonies, okay? They've been going through the same crap. There's not all of the people that live here, because you got a lot of children coming from the first people that were sent here by Britain, all right? Their children are the ones that are fighting with us to change this thing around, because their parents are teaching them different. Because they remember the fact that they came here and they couldn't eat, didn't have nothing, but the kindness of the people that were here under the Rewilkinson culture fed them, taught them how to grow corn, protected them, and took care of them. And they have passed that information down to their children. And now Britain was the one that set up the military base here and started taking things from the indigenous people. It was Britain who started all that. You know what I'm saying? After George Washington went crazy and thought he could challenge these doggone people, not knowing that he had colonies all over the doggone planet. You know what I mean? But it was very powerful at the time. That doggy dog culture, that's what they were functioning under. Now, trust me, Britain is still under the doggy dog culture, but based on what President Hanson and them did, you know, the Queen took a page from their book. The people have to have some kind of choice, some kind of say in what's going on. That's why she sat in the parliament. I'm telling you, the Queen is smart. That's a smart lady, you know. see, now when President Hanson set it up, they put the dog-eat-dog culture, which is the military, under civilian rule. Because at the time, George Washington was a civilian, all right? He was a civilian, but they didn't make him a general. That probably was a mistake that they made. But he did a military coup, and he went dog-eat-dog, and everything just went crazy. Been crazy for the last 200 years, okay? We're starting to gain the power back. The white supremacists are losing power. That's what that thing in Washington is all about. They're out of power. And how do they lose power? Black people pat yourself on the back. Finally, along with marching, you went to the polls to vote. Because if you march and don't go to the polls to vote, your marching don't mean nothing. We marched in the 60s, we marched in the 70s, we marched in the 80s, we marched in the 90s. We've been 5 to 10 years, we got a history, start marching again. who are these people? The people that were dealing with the abortion clinics. Remember how they used to be out there fighting in front of abortion clinics and all that? They don't do that no more. They went to the polls. That's why they were relying on Donald Trump to change the judges. That's what he did. He put in 150 judges. He changed the judges and a lot of things that were going on so that they can get some kind of remedy from the court situation. All right? So we're actually out of time. But remember who owns the United States. Okay? Britain owns the United States. This is just threw something out there that the court, the Bar Association is still owned by Britain. She controls the Federal Reserve, which is the money. You know what they say? I don't care who runs the country. Tell me who controls the money, okay? And what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a closing assertion. We don't pray because I'm praying for myself, so I just, I'm talking to the gods of the planet when we make our assertion. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. For I found it too. If I say something, I have to make it come into existence. It's on me. If I say it, it becomes a law because I said it. So be careful what you say, all right? That's why we're not supposed to be liars. Because once you know who you are, when you say things, those things begin to happen. You ever talk about somebody and say something, next thing you know, that happened to this person? Be mindful of what you're saying. Now that you know who you are, what you say have weight. That's what they're trying to tell Donald Trump. What you say have weight. Remember, love is the act to make others feel good. And make sure that you have a feel good day. I'll see you next week. I'll see you next week. Much love.